Blog Talk Radio.
There's a storm coming, and it brings with it the cadence of a king. Swing by drip the mic and be poetically comforted by the verbally elite. Get checked into your rooms and let's all meet at the presidential suite. Positive vibes flowing, poetic energy growing as we put negativity in retreat. Bad vibes are on the run. Because tonight, Drip the Mic will unleash freestyle flows from our very own rendition of KRS-One. Gina Storm breathing on the mic with her gifted lungs that will get you sprung. Straight helium is released because she is a beast with the tongue. Never the one to become complacent with her patience. And oh shit, wait. We also got King's Cadence. Have you heard my brother's 10? Have you heard when my brother goes in?
Yes, 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 yes. We are back. We are back. We are back for a nice, short, and sweet night. First, we would want to say our prayers are going out to Storm's Cadence right now. And we...
Yes.
We understand things happen, but... Nevertheless, you're in our prayers. But tonight, we're going to do the presidential suite. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, yeah. No, I just wanted to add something to that. Gina Storm, if you're listening, we just wanted to let you know that you are definitely in our prayers, Storm's Cadence. So we're going to try to do the type of job that they do. You know, they come through and they wreck the mic. So we'll try to do what we can in their place tonight. But Gina, if you are listening, we just want you to know we love you. You are family here. You're always in our prayers, and we'll definitely see you when you get back. This is, you know, everybody here loves Drift the Mic. We one big family, but this is just a show, a network at the end of the day. When it comes to family, when it comes to this disease that's out here, this monster, and life and death, Drift the Mic is not even a speck on the map. So we just wanted to let you know that we'll hold it down for you, but you are definitely in our prayers, and everyone is definitely going to miss you this week, but we'll definitely see you when you get back here to Drip the Mic.
Yes, yes, and yes. But like I say, we're going to try to do things a little bit different. It's not going to be the normal presidential suite. You know, we don't do things like everyone else do. We try to keep everything a little bit different. But in order to
our own way of doing shit.
But in order for you to get in here on these shenanigans, that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1. This is my drip. Tonight,
you will not
have your normal Storm's Cadence, but you'll have a slight different version. You'll have the Pulmonologist and Subliminal. So how are you doing?
So let's get it. Oh, man. It's the it's Friday Eve, the night before the weekend. And so, you know, I'm definitely ready to get the show rolling. I'm already rolled up, lit up, and I'm ready to hear some of these drippers come through and burn it up. So what about you? How you doing this weekend?
I'm doing great. I hear the ice cream truck. You know me.
I want some ice cream.
I want some ice cream.
I want some ice cream.
But anyway, I'm ready to get these drippers in, get them together, get them going.
Yes.
How would you like to proceed for this evening, sir?
Well, you know, as beautiful as your voice is, baby, I'm pretty sure the callers are not here for us. They're here to get what they got to get off their chest. And we're here to hear that, and we're here to allow that. So, I don't know. Do you want to go ahead and start the opening the lines now, or what you want to do?
I say we open the lines. Let's get it cracking.
Let's get it.
Because you know this first poet on the mic, she going to have it cracking with chains and what's that? Latex sheet? Yeah, she going to have it cracking all the way through.
Shit. Oh, shit. The serial poet killer is in the building.
Raven Simone, the serial poet killer.
We're not doing that tonight. See, that's what we not for today. We not for today.
You know what? I would have knew she was going to say, I would have went and played that old ice cube, serial killer.
Oh, no. See, Raven Simone, the serial killer.
Hell no, y'all was a mess. Good evening.
Got bodies all in the trunk and shit. Bodies all buried in the backyard and shit.
And body count steady rising.
You see what I'm saying?
See, that's 30 count. That's why they 30 count. That's why they 30 count. They 30 count. They 30 count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my ID count shit we got going on.
No, she wasn't ready.
All right.
Come on, one time for me. Come on, let's. Okay, y'all, we finna get this. Wait, do y'all know that I sang her to sleep the other night?
You
singing Wiz songs from the Wiz.
Did
I did.
Not.
She went straight to sleep.
That was Motrin.
Listen,
and I was so
blame it on the Motrin.
The first. Yes,
blame it on Motrin.
It was the first. It was Motrin. Oh, believe you me, you've heard him singing. You've heard him singing.
Listen,
you
I started from
no,
You Can't Win.
No, wait. Hold on.
I started from
hold
You
on.
Can't Win to Slash and Oil. So you're alive. Yes.
I just got one question.
Yes.
Think of home, you think of a place.
You know what?
Where love overflowing.
Why did you start with, oh my God.
Because she knows a good voice. I wish I was back there.
I wish I could ask the question. Okay, I'm just going to say this. Mama O is going to tell us we're talking too much.
My bad.
Listen. So I got to sing it at all. And then, listen, by the time I finished home I remixed it too, I added my own little ad-libs and shit to it, she was out.
You know what?
Oh,
And I was out because I did not want to hear you sing.
That hatred is real.
Oh, Lord, you got whacked with the tree.
Man.
Girl. Anyway. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you. That voice is not right.
Anyway, that is exactly what happened.
Mm-mm.
Put it this way.
I started singing.
I started off with You Can't Win. I went to Slab Samoyo, and You're a Lion. All I know is by the time I finished Home, I started on Home with the, and I did the Stephanie Mills version, not the Diana Ross version. I did the Stephanie Mills version. And by the time I added my own little shit at the end, the extended version, the extended mix, I look up. She's snoring and slobbing on my chest.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen,
you know
this is what you're
I'm
in for tonight.
Here.
This is what you are in for tonight. You are in for the shenanigans. But enough of his shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
That's raising the question for me.
I'll entertain everybody later. Y'all inbox me if y'all want your own personal little thing. You see y'all own personal little thing. So I got something special for everybody. But in the meantime,
that inbox is going to be empty.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I think it just went off.
Y'all is killing me.
My inbox is going
y'all
off.
Y'all is killing me softly and slowly. Y'all killing me.
She just don't want to admit it. But anyway, to you, Raven, the serial poet.
Yes, sir.
Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can.
The floor is yours.
All right. This is a piece I just wrote today in honor of Open Mic Night. It's called Open Mic Rehab. I think I have a problem. I think I need help. Because ever since I discovered Open Mic, I don't want to do anything else. Drifting might be having my wordplay wet as hell. I don't care if it's Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I'm jumping into a bottomless well, a well full of spit collected from the drippers that come through making the mic drip, subliminal with her subliminally charged pieces that make the sound waves rip. Like a time barrier through time, you don't know whether it's your or her time. But she'll touch your spine through her words that she signs, seals, and delivers every time. Don't get me started on pulmonology, the way his deep voice dive deep in between the sheets, like the Isley Brothers singing, "Summer breeze makes me feel fine." As he goes in your ears and take over your mind, Gina Freestyles will have you going back into drawing boards to brainstorm. King Cadence cuts no corners and will have you drooling your pieces through clenched teeth. Under pressure, producing diamonds for all things he spit, you'll be able to relate. You need no need to second guess. Yes, y'all do have everything in common. Mike hopping over to Black Love, where the show shows so much love, giving me a second wind, the vote of confidence, that ego booster that makes me want to bust through poetry like a wrecking ball, making sure not to fall off. Epiphany gives me epiphanies of wishing I could do this thing called Mike spitting for centuries. That is, yes, I found vibes and energy that match my own, put me into a zone to write more. Last but definitely not least, let me talk about Wolf Hours. It doesn't have to be a full moon to step up to the mic, producing powers of verbs, adverbs being heard, whether you choose to growl or howl, bringing your rawest emotion so you see. I need help. I indeed have a problem. But unfortunately, there's no open mic rehab to solve them. In peace.
That shit was fucking fire. That was fire. I want that piece. I want that too. No, I want that motherfucker. I want that piece. That piece is dope as hell. Please record
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Don't remix
so we
it.
Can play that. Yeah. No, I'm not going to remix it. I'm just going to. No, you know what? I am going to sing. I will sing on the part that you were singing, the Ivan Brothers.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I think that was a perfect.
No.
I think that was the perfect segue for me to come into the team. So thank you for that idea. I appreciate it.
No.
But,
Anyway.
I want that piece.
Don't.
I want that piece.
Please
I'm
going
to record it and put some music to it and send it to y'all.
Yeah, please do. Please do. We definitely
And watch it. And she's going to put it to Summer Breeze. Watch him do it to Summer Breeze.
And then I could be, and so what I can do, I can come in and I could just be kind of hitting some notes in the background. You know what I mean?
I
and, you know, just to bring everything out. To bring everything out.
Bring everything up and out.
Right, right. Exactly.
You know what? I'm not.
I can't.
Yes,
I didn't do it.
Yes.
I didn't do it.
I'm not.
That was fire. That was fire.
Thank you so much.
Real shit. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Now that you've come through here and I'm sending you a bill for these mics, I'm going to need you to go on down to the concierge, get your room key, and listen to the rest of these soap drippers as they come through.
First so.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
One mic. One mic,
one
love.
One mic, one love. Lady O.
Oh, she set the bar. She set the bar.
She set the
wow.
bar, but I'm gonna sit back and let this next stripper get on you for doing all that talking. Hey, mama.
Get
O.
on me.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
You in here talking? Hey, mama. O.
Hey, hello,
wow.
mama.
Hello,
O.
Everybody. How are
wow.
you? Wow. How are you? Are you people that's locked in quarantine today?
Oh man.
See,
we
see
are. Well, I just
with
got
mama
out.
Well, I'm
you
just
see what
like,
I'm
wow.
up with?
I'm telling you, we got to put up with each other because if we don't have each other, what else do we have? What else do we
that's
have?
Right. That's right. That's right.
I'm so happy that y'all are here. I got
yes.
fever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I ain't got no place to go to show off my swag. And y'all know I'm sweating.
Right, right, exactly.
But at least I can be heard. I'm grateful.
Yes, yes. And what
we're
a pleasure
glad
it is for us.
That you're safe and you are all okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say everything is like, you know, all great, but it's still like better than some people doing. So, you know, I don't like to compare. I don't like to compete. I just want to thank the Lord for whatever I'm able to accomplish and do. I'm able to survive.
That's
I'm able
right.
to eat. You know, but still, I can still do the things I'm not supposed to do. And I think that's what means the most. You know, you can still do the things you ain't supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway. The name of
Mama
my piece, is it something I'm supposed to do or say? I didn't kill
you
the first part.
Well, Mama O, I have to turn you over to the non-singing person in the room, Aziza Pulmonologist, and I think he has a question to ask you.
That hatred don't look good on you, baby. Yes, ma'am. And that question is, Mama O. She just hating. She don't want me to sing. I've been in here blowing. But anyway, that's another subject. Anyway, Mama O, the question of the evening is, can you make this mic drip?
Yeah, I can still do that.
The mic is all yours.
All right, then. The name of this piece is called Swagalicious Woman. Swagalicious woman, that means I look delicious. That means when you see or hear me coming, you choose to love me or start running. because my style is dope. Most are threatened. Some are glad to be in my presence, the presence of my swag. Every noble soul adores me as they see themselves within my style. Some will try to find my blemish, point them out and call me finished. But baby, there's not much one can do when the old lady comes through, because my swag is like a layer cake, coconut, cream, strawberries, nuts, ice cream. I am still somebody's dream. Age is just a number that made me wiser. I'm a seven-layer cake, and you know I'm delicious. And that's why Mama Ola Deji will always be swagalicious. In peace.
I like what you how you built the little ice cream sundae. Go ahead, babe.
Go ahead.
Because
I'm gonna say something.
I was just gonna compliment the way she built that ice cream sundae. Oh man, that was a perfect visualization right there.
I'm just sitting here listening to this name that she got, Swagalicious, over here, and I'm like, oh, she just gonna come through here and just lay something like that, just lay it down like that, showing her swag. Go ahead, Mama.
Yes. Real shit.
Let me share, and I'm gonna be listening and enjoying the rest of the program. And all y'all just be swagalicious. Not me.
For sure. Thank you, Mama.
One mic, one love, Mama.
Thank you.
Now, sir, do you want to keep these swagalicious drippers going?
she did just make the show real swagalicious with that.
Yeah, she did. She just real swagalicious, you know. And she just came in, just turned on the swag. So you ready? You ready for the next dripper?
Oh, you want the next dripper or?
Oh! Are you gonna come through and you gonna go ahead and you know what? Let's hold up on the next person. I'm gonna do this, sir.
Oh shit!
Can you? Will you? I know that you are. Come make this mic drip.
Okay, this one is called My Pens Ink. I heard about this old pen trying to infringe. Got sent away sad, mad because his ink only blotched, trying to sneak in the back of our pad and rewrite what y'all had. My ink shoots. His only spills like an old rusted pipe when it bursts. It's only that he had you first that made you think he quenched your thirst. I don't know his worth, but I guarantee you this, his best penning couldn't compare to my worst. I just sit back and relax, enjoying the writing on the wall and the painting in this picture. Your oil colors ran, your pen in different hands. You fucked up your chance with her. Now my instrument rests at her desk, standing erect and in its own space. And yes, she has my pen in check, no search for the next. I wouldn't trade my iPad for some ratchet etch-a-sketch. The cadence we set lets her curve that stress, cause she depends on my end. She knows in the end, I keep her writing her best. And yes, she's living her best life and she ain't trying to fuck with you, nigga. So while you secretly sweat her, we're writing our life out together. I keep a full cartridge in her, and her finger stays on my trigger, barking at your sport coat, putting holes in your corny jokes, leaving you bitter because she found a real hitter. The length of my pen and my girth makes her choice. The precious ink I produce keeps her pages moist. I heard your ink was watered down every time you came around, clown, so take that bass out your voice. Now her discovers that my ink is like no other, so quit trying to open our cover and tell her that you love her. My ink is now her regular program. I'm her Mr. Sign, Sealed, and Delivered with the stamp, so beat it, bro, ham. The ink from her eyes personified the pain, and her pain is the flaws that you caused. Because I'm a boss, I help her regain and evolve, and despite it all, besides me, she still stands tall with resolve. So while you showing up late with them weak-ass watercolors, she's already a lover of my chocolate cover. Got her posing for my camera like we filming for Warner Brothers. So I guess it's back to the drawing board for you other weak motherfuckers. And that's my drift.
Etch-a-sketch, sir? Etch-a-sketch. Oh, my goodness. Etch-a-sketch. But that iPad is a mug, huh?
Your iPad's all right.
You know they're made by Apple, right?
I'm cool with the iPad. That, it's just the iPhones then for the yellow buck kids.
Whatever.
iPad's all right. Oh, that's right.
Whatever.
You got an iPhone. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Keep on.
That's right.
I keep forgetting your phone is an iPhone.
I'm so sorry. Keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We got next.
You try to show your swag real big time, huh? That's okay. That's quite all right. I'm going to go to the next call, the next dripper, and we'll talk about this later. Hey, Dr. Love.
Hey, Subliminal. What's going on?
Nothing much, sir. How are you?
Good. What's up, Aziz? How's it going, bro?
Dr. Motherfucking Love. What up, my nigga? How you doing?
In the flesh. Loud and living.
I already know you about to come to this thing. What'd you say?
I said I'm loud and living color.
Yeah. No, for sure. Oh, I know you got some dope prescriptions that you're going to be dropping today. Yeah, exactly. I know you got I've heard of some prescriptions that need to be filled, my brother, and I can't think of nobody to do it better but our own very own Dr. Love. So, you know, but with that being said, I'm getting my ass on out the way. I'm going to pass you on over to the lady and let her interrogate you for a minute.
It's going to be real quick, short, and straight to the point. Dr. Love,
can
you make
that.
This mic drip?
Of course. This piece is titled Drunk. As passion surrounds me in the dark, hearts ignited into a spark, tongues mated, a ritual dance, lost in a bliss without a chance. She puts me in a trance. The gentle caress upon my face, tingling sensations grow within the trace. In a frenzy of kisses long denied, hungered passion can no longer hide. Within this depth, we are deeply drawn together. As sensual desires begin to spawn, night passion is lost in endless time as I become drunk on your sensual wine. Tender kisses placed upon my skin, no fighting desires that I can't win. My soul and heart fly as they are snatched out of my chest as you caress my skin. Slowly, very slowly, as we undress ourselves. Heat deepens into our senses, passion tearing into our defenses, painting you with my lips, sending silent urges as I take a few more sips of you. As we glide into our sexual quest while we lay our bodies intertwined, intoxicating me with your sensual wine. Trembles quake, ecstasy takes control. Whimpers escape my lips as you caress my soul. Desire drips, sweat runs down my back, drawn in a passion as our souls attack each other. Slowing down from our quick pace, drunken kisses rain upon my face. A blissful aftermath, I'm lost in time from being drunk on your sensual wine. And that's that drip.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I think we both had our phones on mute.
No, mine was, I was waiting on you. I was trying to give you a chance to go first.
Oh. Mine was on mute because I was like, talking and what doesn't coming out. My fault. I was like, wait, are we both on mute? <Mm-mm. clears throat> As always, Dr. Love, your wordplay is what's the word I'm looking for? Is bars.
Thank you.
You come through, you lay your bars, and you go on out the door.
As always.
I'm just going to say, I echo that. The use of your metaphors in that piece, I hear every piece that you spit, but it was something that stood out about the metaphors that you were using in that piece. That piece was so geniusly metaphorical that, like, yeah, I was just in awe. I love every metaphor that you use. Why? Because, you know, we as poets, and I'm even guilty of this, sometimes we use metaphors and motherfuckers be like, what the fuck did he mean by that? I know I do that a lot. But yours were very well placed. They were vivid, and they were full of imagery. So I just got to really give you big ups for that, my brother. That was dope.
I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. Appreciate you always, bro.
Well, as always, you come through. You spit your fire, and you go off and enjoy your room. So with that being said, I'm going to send you down. I'm going to send you down to the concierge to get your room key. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love, bro.
So, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've been doing this little storytelling piece that I've been doing, and I haven't really wrote the final part to it, but I think I want to go ahead and start it over so that when I do get ready to start bringing it back, people will know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I guess I need you to ask me a question.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And that question is subliminal. Can you make this mic drip?
No. Anyway.
Goddamn lie.
Okay. So this is called it's called Butt Dial.
Oh, wow.
Contemplating her next move, she wasn't sure how she would entice her king. Time was ticking away from her, and she still had things to get together. Mad dash to the store. From some last-minute items, tonight had to be perfect. His favorite meal made with love and perfection. She showered, shaved, now smelling fresh. She donned what this evening means. Dressed in a satin white fitted body, baby doll and stilettos, matte makeup and hairstyle on fleek. She made the room fit for a king, music playing softly, candle lit and aromas and scent to set the scene, hot oils by the bed, blunt robe and Ciroc on ice. He didn't know what he was in store. She planned a night of romance filled with excitement and ecstasy. Hour left and her man would be home. She checked the food and made last-minute adjustments. The phone rings. Hey, baby, you on your way? I can't wait to see you. I've really missed you today. But to her surprise, it was a butt dial. So she listened very attentive. And in her disbelief, she heard, baby, make love to me. Till next piece.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Yo. Whoa. Dude fucked up. See, and that's why you make sure that your screen is like, you make sure you push that side button. Not that I would know anything about that, but.
Really? Really? Really?
Wow. I cannot wait to hear the rest of that shit. Now, you know you done started something now, so you got it.
No. That's part
one.
That's part one. I have part two.
Right. Oh, you have there's more right now?
Yes. Yeah. You want me to do part two?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Okay. This is part two of Butt Dial. Wrapping my legs around his neck and pulling him closer, this man was mine. For this moment, and yes, I called her so she could hear. He loves it when I talk nasty to him. That's right, you better dig that vessel inside of me. Taste my nectar juices. dragging his tongue sluggishly up my supple body. Whose shaft is it? Cupping his member, smothering it with tender kisses, then twerking on his face. He palmed my lower back and pulled my hips down, arrowing his tongue in my nile, lapping up my peach juices, suctioning my cream flow down his chin. The taste of her essence funneling inside his mouth escaped from the small of his lips, streaming down into his beard. Loving the feeling, I move wildly with a steady pace. He loves the role play, and tonight I'm his whore. Oh, baby, my whore's pussy tastes so damn good. As he palms my hips, driving harder inside of me, I look at the phone, only to see she turned on his tracking device. Scrambling to hang it up, he looks up and says, "What the fuck, bitch, have you lost your mind? My wife is a cop. She will kill both of us and have both of our behinds." Throwing on his clothes, grabbing his shoes, bang, 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 someone was beating on the door. Until next piece.
Wow. 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 So let me ask you this. So in that, in part two, you switched to her telling the story.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Wow. Fucking wow. So now let me ask you this. So now in that story, you said who switched on the tracking device? She did?
The wife flipped on the tracking
device. Oh, the wife cut it off.
The wife cut on the tracking device.
Wow. Wow.
So his mistress called the wife. The wife answered the phone, thinking that it was the husband. She listens in, and not only did she hear a baby make love to me, she's hearing everything, so she flips on the tracking device.
Right. That's the iPhone shit. See, that's why I got my little Galaxy Note. Because,
Are we really going to go there, sir? So I guess I'll finish this piece later.
Definitely. Definitely. We're going to hold you responsible. You know, as I said, we, because I speak for me and the listeners. So we definitely going to hold you responsible for finishing that piece.
Yes. It is coming. No peace.
Yes.
Why, thank you. I think we need to take a small little break.
Okay.
And then we'll come right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Drip the Mic Presents the Presidential Suite. Normally, this show is hosted by Storm's Cadence. That's none other than Gina Storm and King's Cadence. Due to personal reasons, she had to take a break from this weekend. We're just stepping in one more time. We definitely want to send our heart and our prayers out to her and the family. But right now, you're listening to Drip the Mic. If you want to be a part of the show, you want to call in, you want to spit a piece, if you're listening online, that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. I am one of the guest hosts, I guess. That's what I am today. I am Aziz, the pulmonologist. And the other host of the evening is the always beautiful, the always sexy Subliminal. And we'll be right back right after this short music break.
Hey, you look like a thigh with two sides and a biscuit. Cornbread fed all your life, you a thick one. I've been on road, on tour, trying to get it. I ain't had a home cooked meal. But I might have to try it. Smells so good that I just might buy it. Before we multiply, let's divide it. You just in the pit, got a nigga all excited. You a baddie, you a baddie. Shoot the addy, shoot the addy. Call me daddy, call me daddy. You delicious addy.
till you finish. Make it come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Make it come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. I fell in love with that apple berry nana. I need to hit it from night to mañana. Let's take a trip on a cruise to Bahamas. Hot girl, she a threat to the summer. And she a bad gal, word to Rihanna. Hit first before I dive underwater. I like it spicy, ooh, you so spicy. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Make it come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. You deliver. I'ma lick it till you finish. Make it come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. I wanna eat it so good till you taste like happiness. Yeah, I wanna fuck you in your mind. How you thinking we have it said? Whoa, so good. Whoa, so good. Yeah, with your tasty eyes, baby. You delicious as fuck. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Make it come in 30 minutes. I love you delicious as fuck.
Don't move, don't move. I need a little more. I need a little more. Oh, can I eat an encore? Yeah. Will you be my main course? Yeah. What's on the menu? Can I get juice. That's met more than I expected now that it's loose. The
soil of your garden blooms and has me consumed in your spring weather. In tune with your treasure, we measure each other's fertilization. Your verbalization is words that are all miles like rules and expresses anticipation. My appreciation is impatient. I no longer leave you waiting. Our equal cadence has us taken and makes us trade ejaculations, creating this soothing situation.
You know, that's always been one of my favorites, right?
I'm kind of fond of that one also. That's kind of one of mine too. Well, we're back, y'all. We are back. That was just a short little music break. You have just heard. Thank you for playing that. I really appreciate that. That kind of caught me up guard. You have just heard yours. Well, not yours truly, the poet, but myself. When I say that, you're talking about myself. You just heard yours truly with my piece, Soothing Situation. If you want to hear that piece is actually available on Spotify, Google Play. What else?
SoundCloud.
No, they took it down off SoundCloud stops because once you start going on the pace, like they take you down off SoundCloud because something to do with rights to it or some shit like that. So I was just took it off of SoundCloud, but it is on Spotify, Google Play. I can't think of other platforms. So or just Google it. Just Google it if y'all do want to hear more about that or any of my other recorded tracks that I do have.
Well, sir, since you were speaking of yours truly, how about our next dripper is yours truly?
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Wow. Yo, what is up, my brother? What is up?
Hey, y'all, I had a great time last night. You know I was going to come through tonight.
Yes, man, listen, that show last night was so fire. Man, the lines was just so crowded. I didn't even get all the information that I wanted to get because the lines were so packed with just callers wanting to, you know, ask you questions and interested in hearing what you had to say. So, man, it was a dope show, man. Dope show.
Always. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Man, we definitely appreciate you, bro.
Any and every time.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I really had a nice time last night. You and I don't want to say her name wrong. It's Monica.
You just say Mo.
Okay, so it is Monica. We was over here trying to figure out if it was Monica or what did you say, sweet baby? How were you pronouncing her name?
I didn't know if it was Monica or Monica because of the K.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, it's just Monica. It's just without the C. People like to be different.
Right.
He just go put her out there like that. Wow. Okay. Well, with that being said, not going to go any further than that. Yours truly, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that question is, can you make this mic drip?
Of course. Privately practiced poetic pens passionately pulsate precious prophecies properly, putting them upon pages of paper powerfully. My mind mentally moistens madams and misses and makes men meditate masterfully. Still, I think bastardly, because I was born from pain. With no favorable father figure feeding me facts of non-fictional fantasies of feeling happy, it's all fake. Facade, a fool's false, futuristic, failing figure, my fortuitous, frigid, fucked up reality. Still my pen bleeds no fallacies, just actualities. And you've all become casualties to a war within the core of me and my poetic personality. Tonight, you hear poetry, but I see yours truly tragedy. In peace.
Mm. That's see, and this is why I'm such a fan of this brother, man. I just can't wait to hear more of you. Like, you don't even know how excited I am. Can I talk about it now, or do we have to actually wait?
You can go ahead. No,
I'm talking to yours. Excuse me, yours truly, number two. I was talking to the first yours truly. I was talking to the male yours
truly. Go ahead.
She decided she wanted to answer for you and shit. So, you know.
You can't hold water, but go ahead.
They say you can't hold water.
Can I talk about it now, or do you want to wait?
No, you can talk about it now. It's exciting.
Okay.
I got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, callers and listeners, I am elated. I am excited. Drip the Mic welcomes its newest host in collaboration with Silk. I'm sorry, Black. I'm sorry.
Black Silk.
Black Silk Incorporated, and the blessing of Monica Denise, and also in collaboration with Yours Truly Poetry, we are excited to welcome the super poet, Yours Truly, to the Mic family. He will be hosting Pulmonology with Subliminal. He will be co-hosting Pulmonology with Subliminal on Wednesdays. So please look forward to that. We are excited. We can't wait to have him here, and he's just going to take Drip the Mic up to another level. So welcome, my brother. Welcome. It's an honor to have you.
I gotta say, I feel more than humble, blessed, honored, the fact that to give this opportunity to be on the show, period. I've always been a fan, so thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, and I ain't going to let you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's well-deserved. It is well-deserved.
I can't wait because yeah, you're gonna be running some things after a while, and I can't wait. I'm just gonna sit back and like, yours truly, guess who's next? I'm gonna do you like I do him.
Oh shit! You know what? And I'm sorry to do this to you. You see how she does me? I live with the woman. She got to sleep under my roof at night. And you see how she does me. Y'all don't have to sleep under the family, so you know she probably ain't gonna have much mercy on you, bro. So my prayer goes out to you on that one. So
if you take care of that bill from last night, we'll call it even.
All right, I got you.
Now see, you didn't hear nothing Troublemaker said last night. She said she had your bill if you joined her stable.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. Yeah.
See,
that was fire. Last night was fire. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was.
But
that was crazy. I mean, the energy in the building, and then all your people were there posting on the event page, listening in, commenting.
What did he say? I did not hear what he said.
He apologized for some of them.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought he said, but I wanted to make sure. I think the comment that got me the most was the one where your aunt called you nasty.
Oh.
And then said,
"No,
but great, good spit, nephew." I was like, "Wait, what?"
The comment I fell out was somebody. I think it was your aunt. Maybe it was. I'm not sure, but they was like, I've never wished I was a mic more in my life.
Mike
or something
Trey,
to that
yeah,
effect.
That was Trey. That was like my friend Trey.
Oh, my
God. That was actually Monica Denise's best friend Trey.
Oh, wow.
She's an avid follower of yours truly, poetry, but she is that. She is her own poet, and she is just that.
Well, wow, wow. Shout out to Monica Denise and her best friend and Black Silk Incorporated. We can't wait to so now if you guys want to, you know, hear about what's going on with Black Silk Inc. and Yours Truly Poetry, you'll be able to come to Drip the Mic. We'll be constantly posting updates. You'll hear information on all their new projects that's coming out, any books, any poems, any tracks, shows coming up. So there'll be, so you can look out to hear all that information. Plus, you get to listen to some dope ass poetry, and you're getting for 2 hours. So that's gonna be just off the chain. That's just crazy to me right now.
But I hate to do this to you, Yours Truly. I really, really hate to do this to you. I'm gonna send you on down to Human Resource, and I need you to fill out that paperwork. And sit back and listen to some of these dope, some more of these dope drippers as they come through. And yeah, I will see you always, D.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're an I-9 employee, though. You don't need a W-4. You're an I-9 employee. So,
I-9. That's what I've been trying to get through. I appreciate it.
One mic.
All right, my brother. All right, y'all. Yes.
You know what? I don't know. I'm gonna open up this next mic, and I'm gonna let you find out who it is. I'm not even gonna say who it is. I'm just gonna open the mic up, and I'm gonna let them talk.
All right.
Good evening,
Cuzzo.
Cuzzo, what it is, man? What it is?
What up, Cuzzo, man? How you doing, my brother?
Man, it has been a long time since I've been on your show, and please excuse my tardiness. There's been a lot happening up here in New York these last couple of months.
That's right. You and me have been talking. We've been talking, so I know what you've been going through over there, my brother. So no apologies needed, no apologies necessary. It's just great to hear your voice again. We definitely miss your voice here, Jeff the Mike. You know that.
Man, I really thank you for being an open ear while I'm going through some of this pain that we're suffering with, especially on the family side. And I really, really, really appreciate you for being an open ear, man. And I know you got a lot on your plate as well, but thank you for just being available, brother. That means a lot, and it fills my heart. So thank you so much. I really need to make sure that's on the air. It really does.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. My family thanks you.
Appreciate
you, man.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah, I mean, it's been, I don't mean to bring this up either, but you got to understand, I know that you, not only right now, but just not the past calendar year, but the past 12 months year has been a pretty rough one on you. You know, so you know, I already know about the losses and your brother, everything. So my brother, I'm here, man. I'm here always. So feel free to reach out to me, even if it's just you just need me to check in on you, just a few words. I always got that time, no matter what I'm doing.
That means the world to me, man. I really thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. On a lighter note, how have you been? How's your lovely lady? How is your family?
I'm okay. She's subliminal. She does this thing, like she puts her finger up under my nose and I can still see if I'm breathing and shit. And she tortures me and, well, she still, in other words, she does the normal thing that you know her to do to me. So she's in the best spirit that she could be in.
Amen.
Yes,
good stuff.
I am here. Y'all do know that I'm here. I'm here.
Hey!
You do know.
Hey! What are you doing,
I'm doing just fine, sir. You do know I'm still here, right?
I didn't ask what you look like. I said, how are you doing? We know you fine. How
are
you doing, though?
Yeah. Whatever. J-Rob.
You can touch your family when you get the whatever three times.
J-Rob, you realize that he lied to you about the finger under his nose? I stand over him with a pillow over his head. Forget the finger.
See? I was
the finger's a metaphor for the pillow, but that's a Robinson thing.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-mm. We definitely men of metaphors.
Don't want to use metaphors. Just go ahead
men
and
of metaphors.
Out there. You know what? Stop writing
just
all there.
I'm just
that, men of metaphors.
I'm just saying.
That sounds like a show idea. Men of metaphors.
Here he goes.
Just give me a day and a date. Just give me
men
a day and a date.
I like that.
Okay. Am I supposed to be writing this down? Because, you know, you'll forget.
Say it one more time.
Am I supposed to be writing this down? Because, you know, you'll forget.
We don't need you writing nothing down.
You got a good lady on your own.
We don't need
breath.
You writing nothing down because it'll pop up right before I'm ready to use it.
You got a good sister on your arm. Can we clone her and get the clone to New York? I mean, nothing's better than the original, but can we get the clone in New York?
Be careful what you wish for, my brother.
Really?
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm going to end this. Jay Rob, the wise son.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can you make this mic?
I think I can.
The mic is yours.
Whispers. Sweetheart, come here. I want to whisper in your ears my dreams. Hold you close like we were dancing in the dark the day we met and expose my vulnerable side. The side that I keep hidden from everyone else that you ask about. Whisper how much I miss your perfume as it's silently inserting itself within the nostrils and giving my memory and olfactory nerves something forward to look forward to because your scent lingers whenever you leave the room. I want you to close your eyes and come closer. Hold my hands, and then I need you to turn around and let me hold you the way that you most enjoy while I unmask your fears and expose mine as we rock back and forth like we're listening to old school music. I want to whisper something that only applies to you, my perfect pet of passion, and then whisper back to me the words you love most as I ask you over and over again, do you love me? And while I'm whispering in these octaves, I'm whispering them in an octave only your fairy godmother can hear as she yells to you that I'm the one. And I'm whispering this to you because I'm speaking not just to you, I'm talking to your soul, writing sketches of poetry against your heartbeat, letting you know that I intend to be here until God calls me home. So prepare for happiness on a level only appreciated by angels. In peace.
What got me in that piece, what stopped me in my tracks, was speaking in an octave that only your grandmother can hear.
Can hear. I mean, we got stuck at the same spot.
Yes, that was amazing. And then how you went on to say, I'm going to paraphrase here, but in other words, the octave, the energy, the chemistry that you projected to her loved ones spoke to the genuinity and the perfection of you as a man for her granddaughter. I think that was beautiful the way you did that. You really put that shit together, man. That was brilliant.
My man, thank you so much. Thank you. And that's exactly where I was going. Because back in the day, like down south, you gotta say something to grandma and grandpa before you speak to mom and dad to say that I want her hand in marriage. So you're not going with her. You're courting this woman. And if grandma approves, she'll let you know early. If grandma likes her, you know you're on the right track. So, thank you for picking that up.
Yeah, absolutely. You made it very easy. That was dope.
I appreciate you both.
Rob?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What do you have going on before we send you off?
At 9 o'clock, myself, J. Rob, the wise son, and my partner in crime, the Batman and my Robin, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic B, on the Get Down. And tonight's an open mic slam, that part two that we put together. And hopefully people will come through and enjoy the wonderful array of poetry that's about to hit the mic. And in true fashion, the way Van and I do this, the energy is definitely beyond, I think, cloud
yes.
nine. Would have escalated to cloud 10, 11, and 12. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's that phone number?
Go ahead.
Say again?
Drop that phone number on us for
the phone number,
somebody,
sir?
Yeah,
the phone number.
Yeah, phone number.
I am so terribly, terribly, terribly sorry. Please forgive me.
That's okay. That's all right, my brother.
The telephone number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you'd like to listen. Well, just listen and just let us know that your heart enjoys what the Get Down's about to bring. And, oh, by the way, I'm yeah. taking a piece of that Teddy Riley babyface battle, so the playlist
mm-hmm.
is going to be that genre.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. That's where we're going tonight.
Mm.
So come through if the opportunity presents itself, everyone within the sound of
Absolutely.
My voice, and enjoy some moments on the Get Down. And Cuzzo, I know you got some other callers, but I just want to remind you how much I love you and thank you. And Mrs. Cuzzo, I look forward to
yeah.
seeing you very soon. And I want to thank you also for allowing me an opportunity, you both, for allowing me an opportunity to drip the mic.
For sure. Love you too, Cuzzo.
Sure. So Amen. We're going to send you down to the concierge, pick up your room key, sit back and listen to some more of these dope drippers that come through.
I love y'all. Thank you.
One mic, everyone.
That was J Rob, the wise son, y'all.
That's your cousin.
J Rob, the wise son. If you don't follow him on Facebook, that's John Robinson. He is on my friends list. If you want to hear more from him and follow him and see what he's got going on, again, that's John Robinson, J. Rob, the wise son, on my friends list. So holla at him. As you see, he's a dope poet. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Subliminal, go ahead.
No, I was saying, as y'all see, them two Robinsons in the building, huh? Them two. Them two right there. Now, sir, I know that we are filling in for Storm's Cadence, and we don't do things
mm-hmm.
as to the way that they do things. And
mm-hmm.
because of everything that's going on, I know we decided that we were going to keep this as a nice, short evening.
Yes, yes, yes.
So with that being said, you ready to close
out
the show? No. I want them to come back. So
they're gonna come back and they're gonna bring friends.
There will be no singing from you. Now what I will do is allow Amira, the songstress in the family, to close out the show. But none to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners and callers, you have been listening to Drip the Mic present the Presidential Suite. Your normal hosts on Thursday evening, the Storm's Cadence. That's Gina Storm and King's Cadence. Again, family issues, personal reasons, they're out. Just give out your hearts and your prayers to them. But we want to thank you for joining us tonight. We want to thank all of our drippers who came through and dropped in on us. We thank you for who just came in to listen. And if you listen online, we thank you much as well for listening. I have been your host, Aziz, the Commonologist, joined by my beautiful co-host, Subliminal. Join us tomorrow. Well, we will have Drip the Mic Erotic Friday. No, I don't have a theme yet. So it's going to be open mic erotic form. If you don't have an erotic piece, that's fine. Bring whatever you have. Come through and drip the mic. The dialing number is going to be 646-378-0355. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we will see you there. want to say peace and love and blessings to everybody. And I'm going to do it like this.
Peace.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to do it. I wanted to say it. So I was going to say peace, blessings, and love.
Yo, yo, that's how we do.
Let me fix my crown, baby. Like dominoes, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know. Baby, yeah, I'm turning.